أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's the month of Muharram and we're talking about this awesome personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his statement that he makes when he's standing alone with the body of a young 6-month-old child who's been brutally murdered, looking at a battlefield where his friends and family have been murdered as well. And he says, رِضًا بِقَضَائِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِعَمْرِي. I accept what he has intended and I am at peace with his orders. And in other words, he's saying, and in the middle of my chaos, there is you, Ya Allah, the most awesome manifestation of trust in God. And trust is most necessary when there is the breaking down of self-belief and self-confidence, where situations, where people, where anything beats you up. When you're completely broken, that's when you need trust. And two things come up in the human being. One is a sense of weakness, which is called wahan. Now, there is an ayah in the Quran which you could journal or you could highlight. This is in Surah number 3, Surah Al Imran, ayah 139, where Allah says, "Wala tahinu, wala tahzanu." I love this ayah, absolutely adore it. Wa antumul a'launa in kuntum mu'minin. Wala tahinu mean do not feel weak, do not feel broken. And do not feel grieved. And I'll explain both these. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You are much higher than this if you believe, if you trust in God. Now let's look at the word wahan first. Wahan is basically weakness. You know, when something hard, something that's meant to be strong, becomes weak, it's known as wahan. So a bone that is decaying is called wahan. Metal that decays, that maybe gets rusted, is known as wahan. So the first sentence Allah is trying to tell you and me is that we're meant to be strong. The inside, the soul is meant to be strong, but something has happened to it that has caused it to become weak. And then he says, as a result of that, you get huzn. You know, huzn is grief where the event has happened, but the human being now hurts himself, beats himself up. The sadness kicks in because something has worn us down, has taken away everything inside us. It turns into grief. But Allah says, "Wala tahinu, wala tahzanu." Do not become weak. You are meant to be strong. Do not grieve. You are definitely above them. Definitely above this. You are much higher than this if you are believers. And I remember the historical part is that this ayah is revealed post-Uhud. And we find that loss turns into a positive event. And that's exactly what he's trying to tell us. Trust in me. Have tawakkul in me. And I will change things around for you. And to end, I'd like to give you an example of, again, another ayah that I absolutely adore. I look at this ayah in awe. So if you turn to Surah number 28, ayah 10. So this is Surah Al-Qasas, ayah 10. And this will explain this whole concept. Now in this ayah, Allah talks about the heart of Musa, Prophet Musa's mom. Her name was Yukabit. He says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُعَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى. The heart of Musa was torn about. Subu, the time of Subu is when, you know, the night is ripped apart and it's morning. So her heart is absolutely ripped apart. Fariha, it is empty. It's absolutely empty. Inkadat la tubdi bihi. And you know, she would have almost disclosed. Disclosed what? So you imagine Musa. On one side, there's soldiers coming, and she knows that they will kill her son. On the other side, she has this, she's been told, she's got this divine inspiration to put this baby in a basket. She's not even sure whether that basket is waterproof or not. To put it in a basket and put it in the river. Just imagine this mom having either to subject this child to the soldiers or put her child in the river. And she's probably thinking, maybe I can talk to the soldiers. And that's why Allah says, in kadat labtudya bihi, she would have disclosed it. Lawla irrabatna ala qalbiha. had we not strengthened her heart, held together her heart, لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that she would trust, so that because she trusted in God, because she put that baby in that basket, because of that divine inspiration she had, he held her heart together. It's phenomenal. So trust in God leads to him holding this heart together. There will be times in life when the heart will be broken into shards, when things will be awful and we won't know where to turn. And it is that moment that trust kicks in. And remember this ayah, he held together her heart and he will hold together yours and mine too. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to trust him, to have that tawakkul and give him our broken hearts and our broken souls to stitch together and to put together. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.